Dave March from the CVMA said they've been working with the county to make alternative transit available for their tourists and employees.
We helped with some of the construction in the kind of the launch last year of Eckerd Hill in the park and ride out there past Kimball Junction. We do quite a bit with that. We steer a lot of our guests there from events to daily traffic. So as part of our development and build out there with the county in our transportation master plan, we do transit studies twice a year at least to understand some on the peak, some on the less peak seasons to see how many single occupancy vehicles are coming and going and quite a few other pieces within that front. So it's very important to us to, you know, to get as many single occupancy vehicles off the road, and this is just another effort.
The resort is hosting a fireworks show and live music to kick off Transit Week on Saturday night. Longer term, the Canyons offers its local shuttle, the Canyons Village Connect, and they work with Ride On Part City, an employee carpool app. Andy Stevenson, a transportation outreach coordinator with Part City, notes there's plenty of signage and wayfinding to guide people during Sundance, along with other amenities.
There's the MyStop mobile app. If you're an app person, you can download it and track where your bus is, view all of the routes, get real-time updates, and view the buses in real time. You can also, it has a feature in there where you can plan your trip. It'll take you to Google Maps, where it'll give you, this is what route you get on, this is what time you leave, all of those great tools. And then you can always go to our website, parkcitytransit.org, to find out more information.
Alexis Verson, senior transportation planner for the city, said they have a dedicated bus lane, but just on Highway 224.
We are not planning to do one on Deer Valley Drive as part of Sundance or Tri-Transit Week. It's a little bit tricky with some of the forecasted snow and snow removal and things like that. So we are working closely with UDOT to make sure that the shoulder running bus lanes are cleared on 224 and that the buses can sort of breeze past all the congestion and get people into Old Town quickly.
Verson said they understand it's problematic to sell transit when buses, like everybody else, get stuck in the rush hour traffic, streaming down Deer Valley Drive and Park Avenue, converging at the GN's intersection.
We are working closely with our TCC, which will be up and running in the Police Dispatch Center during Sundance. They have direct control over the signaling at that intersection and work closely with UDOT on that. So we are monitoring it. We are looking at some different capabilities for that intersection about how it could function with maybe some through lefts or rights during some very peak times. So it's something we're exploring.
Alexis Verson from Park City Municipal. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.